for access to his body, Russian authorities refusing to tell her where it is. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Three people have died and another man was shot multiple times Sunday night at an apartment complex in Middleton. According to a news release, officials were called to the 6300 block of Maywood Avenue for a check of a property complaint that was not related. While they were in the area, a man exited a different residence and said he had been shot. Officers began treating the man for multiple gunshot wounds and began securing the area. Three people were located inside the home. All three were already dead. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office is investigating two deaths in the Columbus area. The first death happened on Oak Grove Drive in the town of Elba. The second death happened in the emergency urgent care lobby of Prairie Ridge Health. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and quite a bit warmer today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55 on Thursday. Sunshine with a high of 51. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
It's 8:01 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Tuesday is going well so far. Still maybe a little early to determine, but here we are. Here's Soft Cell.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
Mysterious Ways, there is U2, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:09 right now. And Finn, I don't know if you heard a little bit of the kerfuffle from last week, but Pat McAfee, who, you know, we all should take the most amazing advice from in this world, actually went to see U2 in the Sphere during all the Super Bowl festivities in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and went on his show and railed against how bad the U2 show was.
Okay. All right.
Again, this is why you don't trust the Pat McAfee opinion on anything. You know, and I don't know if it's maybe a generation thing, because McAfee would be considered probably in the millennial vein. I don't know if the U2 music just wasn't his thing, what he kind of expected. I don't know if he's been to a lot of shows. I mean, he likes to hang out in the wrestling realm of the world, so maybe he was expecting more like pomp and circumstance or something. From what I've heard about U2 at the Sphere, it it's an amazing, amazing show. Everything I've read, everything I've read says that it's just absolutely insane. But no, Pat McAfee and his merry cast of podcasters not happy with the experience. Stick to the sports world, McAfee.
Well,
stick to the
there's
sports
always
world.
One, isn't there?
That's right.
Actually,
there's
several that, you know, they always have to take the alternate path. And
right?
You know people like that? That if you say something is fantastic,
yes.
Of course, I also understand the buildup to something.
Sure.
If somebody says, oh, this is the most fantastic thing since sliced bread, and then you see it and you're kind of like, meh. I don't know. I don't get it. But
I mean, I understand that, but I can't imagine having a disappointing experience in the Sphere in Las Vegas watching you two.
Have you seen any of the footage on YouTube?
I have.
YouTube.
Absolutely amazing. And then, like I said, they actually were on the Grammys from the Sphere. And so you got to see about 15 seconds of their final song before the Grammy camera came to them, because they were in the middle of their show in Vegas when they did that whole stint with the Grammys. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just anything staged. The audience was completely packed. They were doing their stage show, and it was absolutely phenomenal. So you just got this little taste of that. And Corey and I were like, wow, that's pretty darn amazing.
Right.
I mean, even if you're not a huge U2 fan, which I am not, sorry, mm-hmm. U2 fans, I like them. They're just not my top band. I would be down for seeing a show at the Sphere, even if it was U2. Now, REM, no, I'm not going to go see that. But even I would say no to that. But I mean, U2 at the Sphere, come on now. I don't know how that's disappointing in any way, shape, or form. But Pat McAfee been hanging out with Aaron Rodgers way too much, I think.
Take it with a grain of salt, right?
Yes, you do. I just thought it was hilarious because I'm like, really? You're going to give us a critique mm-hmm. on an amazing show that other people would die to get into, but we're supposed to take your opinion. Okay, you and Aaron Rodgers go hang out with the aliens and the UFOs and we'll...
take your hallucinogens.
And, the rest of us will hold down the fort till you decide to join the real world is what that's going to come down to. But I thought it was an interesting conversation. So I also find this to be a little interesting. You know, in the middle of winter, it can feel like all we basically do is work, right? We're starting to finally get to that point where there's more activities, there's more things happening on the weekends, right? The weather as of right now is a little nicer. We were talking about that. But there's the job that you get paid for, and then there's the job at home that you don't get paid for. And when I say the job at home, like everything that you have to do once the workday is over, whether that's the vacuuming, the cooking, the dishes, all of the laundry, the list we all know goes on
you know
and on,
it well.
Right? Exactly. So a new survey asked people to put a price on all the chores they do, both around the house and out running errands. And the average person says that they value it at about $134 a day.
That seems low to me.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, that seems kind of low. I mean, just to do the laundry alone and wash everybody's underoos in this house, I would like up that price
and
just
the dog
a little bit.
Walking, don't
exactly.
forget that. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there are people who make a living on what I do on a daily basis with Aspen. So come on now. That would be almost $2,000 per 2-week pay period because chores do not stop on the weekends. And it would be almost $50,000 per year, which again seems kind of low. When you look at, you know, especially when they've broken down over the years what a stay-at-home mom makes on a daily basis, it's well over $1 million, right? For all the stuff that she does. Chef, chauffeur, scheduler, all of that kind of stuff. And so I'm kind of thinking in the same vein as that. So now we're going from like well over $1 million down to 50K. Okay. Now, does this seem a little high or low to anybody else? You can text us if you want, 355-9970. If you do a lot of work, you might feel like it's undervaluing your time, but you also have to think about it from the other side. How much would you pay someone else to do all of the chores that we're normally doing, right? Mm. So we're talking the cooking, the cleaning, driving the kids around, making sure that they get to all of their activities, shopping for the groceries, so on and so on and so on and so on. But yeah, no, that seems very low to me, quite honestly. Even if I was paying someone else, that still seems very low to me.
Yeah, think about it at the end of the day. You've taken care
right?
of all those things. You're about ready to hit the sack. $134
right.
for the day.
No.
I don't know.
That's not not worth it. I mean, you could look at the time period, because for a lot of people, these chores are going to take place from what? Basically, maybe 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm thinking when the kids are done finally at school and need to go to activities or whatever, to probably about 9 o'clock at night, because that's officially when a lot of people start to kind of slow down and get ready for the next day. Maybe, you know, give or take here or there, a half hour, hour, depending on what your schedule is. But I don't care if it's only a few hours. That still seems really low. I mean, it really does seem low to me based on what my days usually look like and all the stuff I'm doing.
Now, I'm ancient enough to be somebody that once had a paper route back 100 years ago. Okay, that was one of my first gigs, was having a paper route. Now, if you had told me back then, oh, you're going to make $134 today, I would have been like, oh,
that's
man,
awesome. That's awesome. Amazing money. Yeah.
But now, no. And the daily work now is actually more exhausting than the paper route was.
I mean, I feel like $134 just gets me out of bed. That's what I feel the $134 does. It just gets me out of bed, and then
it's
you have
a down
to pay
payment, right?
Exactly. Okay. Then you have to pay me for the there rest of it as well. That's how I feel that should really honestly be. We do a lot of stuff in our day. Whether you think you do or not, you really truly are. I mean, think about the fact that you've just worked an entire full day for a lot of people, or even a partial day if you have part-time hours. Doesn't matter. You've put in all of that time, and then you still have all of what I like to call the extracurricular stuff, which is essentially all of the home stuff that needs to take place. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the fact that a lot of people have actual hobbies, or they sit on boards of something, or they're part of some sort of organization. So then you have to throw all of that into the mix as well. So see, to me, $134 is really just the, like you said, the down payment. Get me out of bed and let me, you know, start working through my day is kind of what it feels like to
Let's pretend we're living in a fantasy world. Okay?
Right.
Could you put a dollar amount on it? And if you could, how much would you say the work you do during the course of the day is worth? I mean,
That's hard, because it kind of depends on what the day brings. Now, yesterday was a little bit of a lazier day. I've got a lot of stuff done, but it was a lazier day in terms of what needed to happen in our house. Today, now, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be mass mayhem, because as soon as I get done with the morning show, it's the Aspen walk. It's Aspen getting Aspen brushed. It's coming upstairs. It's doing Dexter school stuff before I actually have appointment number one and have to get ready for that. Then it's appointment number one, which rolls into two, then three, and then four, driving all the way to Partyville. Then it's actually stopping at the store to get a few things because we're out of a couple things, having to come home and then make dinner and do all the dishes and all of that, which means then about probably 7 o'clock, I finally get to stop for a day. So it for the day. So it kind of depends on the day. I have to be honest, I build in lazier days into my weekly schedule. I truly do, because I would go literally from 4 a.m. to about 8 p.m. straight
nonstop
if I didn't build in lazier days, or a day when I actually get a ton of stuff done, so that the next day when I know Dexter has like tomorrow, okay, this is a perfect example. Tomorrow we have drums at 1 o'clock, we have puppy school at 5 o'clock. I have to bake Dexter's carrot cake so that it's ready when Corey comes home, because that's what Dexter wants for his birthday. Now I could tell the kid no, but it's still part of birthday week, right? So I'm gonna make sure that he has his carrot cake that he wants to share with his dad. Then I have to make sure that I get to the Madison airport by 11 p.m. to pick up my husband at the airport and then come home. So today I have built in a ton of stuff that has to get done so that tomorrow we can just kind of float a little bit more, because I know that it's going to be a late day, maybe get a nap in there, all of that kind of stuff. Since, you know, Thursday morning is going to be a little rough because, well, 4 a.m. is very close to 11 p.m. in my world. It's going to be kind of a late day. So I have it built in. So I kind of adjust and float my schedule based on what I know my days and my weeks are going to be. So I don't know if I could put an actual dollar amount on it. I do a lot of stuff. And I will say, when the boys were younger, it was even more so, right? Because there was way more laundry. There were way more trips to the park. There were way more kid activities, more homeschool co-ops, all of that kind of stuff. There were days when we literally left the house at 7 a.m. and we didn't get home until about 6 p.m., 7 o'clock at night, literally, because there were play dates in there. There were activities. There were classes after after the co-ops, all of that kind of stuff. So it was a much different world. Now it's a little looser, but some days are still really, really hectic. If I have to make a station stop in there or anything at the station has to get done, so then that's got to all be factored in and added in too. But, you know, the numbers that they give for stay-at-home moms, I mean, truly, well over $1 million. It truly, truly, to me, I truly believe that. I mean, you play nurse, you play chef, you play chauffeur, you play counselor, you know, you do all of it. Art teacher, you're the teacher, you're everything when the kids are at home. So I truly believe that well over $1 million mark is not factual, having lived
just
it for as many
chief
years.
Cook and bottle washer alone,
man. Right?
You know?
Right. No, I totally believe that's a fair number for stay-at-home moms. That's why I still believe that the $50,000 per year for $134 a day is a little low, based on the fact that a lot of people have to come home from work after a really long day and still accomplish all of those things, right? So just based off that fact, that feels really low to me when you look at this particular survey. Just saying. Because I applaud anybody. That was the one thing, too, that, you know, whether you're staying home with the kids, whether you work, whether dad's at home, whether mom's at home, whether you got somebody coming to the house, whether the kids are in daycare, you got to do it your own way, right? You guys know this. You had 5 boys between the two of you. So you got to flex and you got to make things happen. No matter how you're doing it, as long as the kids are taken care of, that's the important part. But once you're done with your day job, then you still come home and you have to be mom and you have to be dad and you have to get all of that stuff accomplished. And so that's why my friends always, to me, when I was a stay-at-home mom and the boys were little, they'd say, oh, I don't know how you do it. Really? Because I'm a little enamored at you. I have all day to get this entire stuff done. Like this entire list of stuff, I have all day to do it. I would look at my friends who are working like their 8 to 5s or whatever, and I'd be like, so you work until 5 and then you have to come home and do all the stuff that I do? That just seems awful.
Yeah, sometimes the stuff you have to do at home is actually more draining than the stuff you do. I mean, the worst part of our job that we do is probably the hours. We get up early, you know, we have to go to bed.
But we're done early too.
Yeah, we're done early.
Yeah.
You know, but then there's the full day ahead of us. And as you and I have talked about before, there's all that stuff that has to happen during the course of the day. Yeah. I don't know. Still seems like a low number. And
it does seem like a low number.
Even when you become a parent, you realize, okay, these are the sacrifices I am going to make. Oh. So you don't expect a dollar amount to be put on it. But at the same time, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It is. And, you know, it was funny because a few weeks ago, I was just having this conversation with some friends because we all have older kids now. And we're talking, one's early in college or getting ready to graduate high school in a couple years, whatever it might be. And we were talking about the fact that our parenting job is just never done, and which is true. I mean, my mom has always told me that you're a parent until the day you die is essentially what she tells me, and that is very, very true. But I think it just changes, and some of the problems that you thought were really big when they were little, you now realize are not major issues, especially when you look at some of the things that our kids are facing right now. You know, and one of the things I will honestly say is being a stay-at-home mom was never on my radar. It's never what I anticipated in doing. I thought that I would be home with the kids for the boys until they were, you know, school age, and then they would go off to school and I would go at least get something part-time somewhere. So being at home for as long as I have been was never anything that I put on an actual radar. I just figured that was going to be our game plan. And then we figured out that the boys had a few issues and that was going to make school really, really difficult for them. But I will never, ever give up any of those years for anything, absolutely anything. And I was having that conversation with friends the other day. I will never, ever be upset that I have been at home with them for as long as I have. Yeah. I will never take those years back. I will never, you know, because I know my kids inside and out. I know what makes them tick. I can tell you when they're upset before they even say anything to me. I can tell you when they're having a bad day. I have been there every step of the way watching them learn and figure things out in a way that makes sense for them. I have been there at every appointment treatment, and I am grateful for all of those things. And I am grateful that Corey was willing to be by my side and let me do those things. And so I will never take any of that back, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that every day was roses and peaches and it was awesome either. I mean, you know, I'd have Dexter screaming in an aisle somewhere in Walmart just trying to get out of the cart while he was, you know, coughing and choking and gagging, because that happened frequently, you know.
Oh,
not
the
every
drama
day was awesome.
When they're little,
oh,
it's
so much
ridiculous.
Drama.
I guess you have to think about single parents too. That,
oh,
you
man.
Know, they spend
they're
so
everything.
Much time working that, you know, they hardly see their kids,
right?
And then when they do see their kids, they're exhausted.
And they have to be everything, mom and dad. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to be the one who does all of the activities. They don't have an extra person to lean on. They just don't have that. And so, no, I mean, anybody who's just trying to raise kids, we've talked about this before. I give you all sorts of props because it is not for the faint at heart. So no matter how you're doing it, as long as the kids are getting what they need and are taken care of, then you're doing an amazing job, because it is not for the faint at heart. And I Corey used to just laugh because I'd come home and I'd be covered in Play-Doh or I'd be covered in paint or, you know, whatever it was, mm-hmm. because it was, we were just always doing something, and he'd be like, this is the new wardrobe, huh? And this is pretty much it. This is what you're getting, because there's nothing else, you know? And it's so funny though, because Dexter was my more huggy kid. Dexter was the one who loved to smother you in kisses to the point where he was choking you to death. That's how Dexter was. Max, with the Asperger's, you know, you got a side hug every now and then. Like, every now and then you got a nice side hug. And even now, it's very much on their terms. Like, they'll say to you, can I give you a hug now? Okay, I'll always take a hug. But it's always been on their terms. So I never regret being home to get those hugs when they were in the mood to give one either. So I guess there's that. But I'm going to say there were a lot of tears over the years, not just necessarily from my boys. There were a lot that came from me too. There were a lot that came from me, or me calling Corey hysterically, what am I doing wrong? Why is this not working? What is wrong with this child right now? Or my mama's listened to a lot of those calls as well. And that's when she would say to me, do you need me to come up for a weekend and just take them while you guys go out?
Help out.
Yes.
A little bit,
yeah. And she would. It was after my dad died. We were living in Minneapolis. She did live with us for a while when we were in South Dakota. And she was always the best, because she could kind of tell when I was at that moment, because she was a stay-at-home mom with me for many, many years as well. So she could kind of tell when I was at that moment. And being somebody who worked with kids in schools, she kind of understood what I was up against every day with both of them. So she was always very, very giving like that. And she'd either come to Minnesota and she'd look at me and she'd be like, now you guys just go out and have dinner. Don't worry about them. Grandma's got it. And so that was kind of how it was. And I don't know if she realizes how appreciative I was over those years when the boys were small and she would come up and do that for me, because man, sometimes you just need it.
I know.
Sometimes you just need it. And even now, is it with Dexter being 17, some days I'll look at Corey and I'll be like, can we just go by ourselves? Because I told you this, now that his brother isn't at home, Dexter wants to go everywhere with me all the time, which is cool. I love spending time with my kid. But at the same time, you get to the point where you're just like, can I just go to the grocery store by myself? Yeah. Can I just...
I need a little downtime.
Yeah, you know? I just want to go in by myself for like 10 minutes to walk around. And last week, I had to go to Madison to the doctor. And Dexter decided he didn't want to go with me. And there was this part of my mama brain that felt guilty, because when he said it, I was like, woo, yay! I get to go walk around Target by myself.
Did you feel guilty at all?
I did.
So Dexter doesn't really seem like a constant chatterer.
But he is.
Is he?
He is.
Okay.
That's the weird part. He gets in jags.
That's the thing that I occasionally need a break from. I love you. I love you very much, but, you know, need a little downtime. We can take a little break from the constant chattering.
That's the weird part with Dexter. He can very much be a chatterer. Sometimes he just wants to turn his music on through the Bluetooth in the car. And, like, we were coming home on Sunday, he and I in the car, and he's like, can you park here while I hook up my Bluetooth? And I'm like, look, dude. I said, I love you. I said, but we are still 2 hours from home. And I said, I'm tired. And I said, I need need something that's going to keep me awake. No Muse. I said, no Deftones. I said, please no Paramore. I said, something that I can sing and has a beat, because I said, I am getting tired. And I said, those for 2 hours. I said, I love your taste of music, but I said, for 2 hours, I can't do it. I can't do Limp Bizkit and Korn for 2 hours on the way home.
I still have those moments, even with my older kids. You know, I mean... Like, oh, and I, what I don't understand is I feel like I have good taste in music.
Right.
So, you know, and then sometimes they'll pull something out and they'll start playing and I'm like, no.
Right.
Can we not do this?
No. Right. You know, and I don't mind Limp Bizkit. I don't mind Korn. I like all the bands I just named. If I'm on my way from Madison to our house, cool. That's cool. It's like 45 minutes. I can do it for 45 minutes because it's usually middle of the day. I'm coming home. You know, I'm still awake. I was very tired on Sunday. I still had a long ways to go. Aspen's in the back. Backseat, panting her brains out. You know, and I was like, the last thing I want to hear is Muse for the next 2 hours of my life. I can't do it. So we compromised. He pulled up the hip hop playlist on Spotify, and I was like, all right, I can do Playboy Cardi for a couple hours. I can make this happen.
I might need a box of wine when I get back home. But
oh
yeah.
Man, because then he's also got stuff like old school hip hop, like Nelly and you know, like the Dilemma song and all that. So you get with some of those. Was sprinkled in. I was like, all right, I can handle this. At least that's got a beat I can like move to.
reprieve.
Right? Exactly. Oh man. But yeah, no, I'm one of those I feel guilty moms in those moments when I'm like walking around Target going, I should not be this excited to be sitting here with a water in my hand, going down each and every aisle, parsing everything that they have because my kid is not here. I should not be this excited. But
does that mean that we're halfway decent parents because we do feel guilty about it? Because I feel that way.
That's what I try to tell myself.
The dogs make me feel that way sometimes too.
Oh,
where it's
yeah.
like I'm constantly taking, you know, the dogs out for walks, taking them outside in the backyard, playing with the dogs, da da da. And there's a point where, especially Sunset, she will just come and plop herself down in front of me and just look at me.
Yep.
And I think, seriously? I just took you for you know, a 45-minute walk. What you know, I mean, can I take a, and then if I don't, I feel guilty about it.
I get that. When we were in Dallas a few weeks ago, I went out for a morning walk with my husband, of all people. He went out early with me for a walk before the conference started. We were in a great area. There was an outlet mall. There were a bunch of restaurants, and he was hungry, and he didn't want the breakfast, you know, at the motel. So I said, well, I'm going for a walk. I said, do you want to go with me? I said, nothing crazy. I said, let's just go saunter around and go check out some stuff. We were outside, and he's like, well, don't you have a spring in your step? I was like, because I'm walking without Aspen. Like, I can actually, like, move, and I can like do things, and I'm not being pulled to the left and to the right, and I'm not, you know, I'm just walking. I'm walking and having a conversation. That's what I'm doing. So no, I get it. It's some days it's rough, and then of course you get a little bit of guilt at the same time. Uh-huh. So yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm. And yes, absolutely. That's what we'll tell ourselves. It makes us better people and better parents because we do feel guilty.
Because we both know that $134 for the daily chores.
Oh man,
still a little low.
It's low, people. It's low. So kudos to all of us for holding it down every single day. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Lots of sun, 52 today. Partly cloudy, down to 29 tonight. Then it's going to be beautiful again over the next couple of days. 55 tomorrow. 51 on Thursday. Right now, it's 31.
Antiques on Main celebrates Reedsburg area FFA members during National FFA Week. Call 524-0000 to learn more about Antiques on Main's estate sale services. They can help from sort to sale. Antiques on Main, great vintage shopping located in the heart of downtown Reedsburg.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to do it even faster? Get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Race into your nearest local U.S. Cellular store, and we'll set you up in under 5 minutes for your no-cost 30-day trial. See us in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Load up on all your favorite beer, wine, and spirits at Pierce's West, East, and BWP Liquor in Lake Delton. With an instant coupon, get savings on 18 packs of Butter Bud Light at $14.99, 15 packs of Goose Island or 12 packs of Liney's Craft or seasonal beer, just $12.99. Patty's Irish Whiskey is $13.99 for a 750 milliliter bottle, and the same size Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey is $23.99. Pearson's Express Markets, serving the area since 1924.
It's 8:34 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. It's Jesus Jones right here, right now on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:37 right now. And, you know, Finn, going along with $134 for chores, the $50,000 that we would, you know, make for ourselves for doing the stuff at home, I figured that this was probably pretty appropriate follow-up. And it seems like a little bit of a joke, honestly, but apparently it's not. An annual study says that the hardest working city in America is Washington, D.C. Just as the House of Representatives took a 2-week vacation for President's Day. There you go.
Working hard.
Right? Exactly. That would be a huge accomplishment, obviously. D.C. beat out all of the other hardworking cities, which didn't have to overcompensate for all the slackers at the Capitol, who obviously don't get anything done. Now, for this particular study, WalletHub compared the 116 biggest cities in the United States using 11 key metrics, like employment rates, average work week hours, volunteer hours, percentage of unused vacation time, and average commute. Based off of that, the 10 hardest working cities include, obviously, D.C., as we just talked about, Irving, Texas, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Virginia Beach, Anchorage, Alaska, Norfolk, Virginia, Dallas, San Francisco, Denver, and Austin, Texas. There were actually 9 Texas cities in the top 20, interestingly enough. The laziest city in the country is Burlington, Vermont. Detroit was the second laziest, followed by Buffalo. Interestingly enough, the city that never sleeps, New York City, might be doing a little too much partying. It's 99th out of the 116
really?
Cities in this list. Yeah. Overall, they say that the average U.S. worker puts in 1,811 hours per year. That's 204 more hours than the average in Japan, 279 more than in the U.K., and 470 more than in Germany. America isn't the most hardworking country, though, even though we're putting in way too many hours. That's Colombia, where they work more than 24 2,400 hours per year. Mexico is second at 2,226 hours. Now, I found this list interesting. So I went through and I looked at some of the cities around here to see where we all kind of rank in the Midwest. So at a number 11, this isn't anywhere in this vicinity, but from my home state of South Dakota, Sioux Falls actually comes in at number 11, which also kind of checks out to me. I mean, there's not a lot to do in South Dakota. So people do spend a lot of time working. You also have ranchers, farmers who spend a lot of time working. So I guess that all checks out. Minneapolis comes in at number 61 on the list. Number 62 is Des Moines, Iowa, as far as where they're at. St. Paul, Minnesota is at number 77, which I also find interesting because Minneapolis and St. Paul, everybody kind of thinks of them hand in hand, but they're separated connected. A little bit on this list. Chicago comes in at number 87, and then right here in the great state of Wisconsin, Madison and Milwaukee, respectively, come in at number 101 and 102 out of the 116 cities. That just tells me that we know how to actually maybe separate our time a little bit better around here. We like our outdoor sports. We like to do things. We like to go have some fun, but we also know we have to work hard as well. And maybe that also has to do with our cost of living around here. Maybe it's not as high as in some other states. I'm not really sure, but to me, it just says that we actually have a little bit more of a happy medium and can actually separate our work and our life a little bit. So interesting survey, though, isn't it? It really it really is. It also tells me that we need to adopt more of the European lifestyle of how to split like work life and
work life and relaxing life.
Yes, exactly. And they're doing a way better
countries,
job.
There are countries, correct, that have what, 4-day work weeks, right?
Yes. Okay. I believe so.
So I wonder how that pairs down. Like if they work extra hard during those 4 days so they can relax, or if it's just about the same, if it's just, if it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
I was thinking about that too as I was reading through this, but I think it's telling when you have countries like even Japan. We're working harder than the folks in Japan. We're working 204 more hours in Japan. Do you know how stringent they are in Japan?
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that we're working more hours than they are, that's pretty darn crazy if you ask me. And even in the UK and in Germany too, I mean, it tells you a lot about where our balance is in life compared to some of the other countries around the world. I think they got it a little bit more figured out where we're just, maybe it's not, I don't know, this country can be a little materialistic, and I'm not saying that about everybody, but a lot of people in this country are very materialistic. We feel like the more we have, the better things are. Bigger houses, better cars.
We need another boat. We need another car. We need a bigger house.
They either don't have the room for that or that mindset in a lot of those other countries. So I think that maybe contributes to maybe more work hours for us in the United States and maybe less work hours if you're in other countries. So
it's refreshing to see some people cutting back from all that materialistic stuff, though.
I know.
You know?
I know. I love it. I love that. And there's a lot of people who learn those lessons during COVID, you know, when people were out of work and they couldn't afford
important.
It. And then
really
all of a sudden
important.
They didn't have it because they had to leave it behind or get rid of it because there was no work or whatever the circumstances may have been. And then they got done with COVID and they're like, you know, I just realized I didn't miss that at all. So we're not going to do that again. So I can appreciate that. And we're kind of getting to that point as well. You know, we're very much in that vein where we're like, we don't need the biggest, we don't need the best. We just talked about it the other day because we keep talking about getting a different camper, like a small one. And I was like, you know, for as many times as we go out, though, Gertie's fine. It's a little bit of a pain, and setup is hectic, and it takes a while, but we don't need anything bigger than that. She's completely paid for it. We paid cash for it, you know, kind of thing. So why would we get ourselves into that situation again? You know, we were talking about it on the way to Minneapolis because we took the RAV. Corey wanted to take his truck, and I'm like, you are going to hate that once we get into Minnesota traffic. Because the truck is a lot bigger. You can't push the gas and go as fast as you can with the RAV. It's just how it is. And so we took the RAV, and as we were driving, he goes, do you smell it burning oil? I said, yeah, it really needs to go into the mechanic. It's got 216,000 miles on it right now. It's been through tornadoes. It's been through everything. It needs a new windshield again. And he goes, you're going to end up with a new vehicle pretty soon. I said, no, I'm not. This one's paid for. We're going to take this to the mechanic, and unless it's something serious where it's going to cost thousands to fix it, I said, we're not getting into that boat. I'm going to drive this thing until it's dead on the side of the road somewhere, and you're picking me up.
When you finish car payments, it is one of the most liberating things you'll ever experience in your life.
I was like, that's just how it's going to be. I said, you are going to end up having to pick me up on the side of the road sometime, because I said, I'm driving this thing until it's dead and we have to literally push it into Goose Poop Pond.
Into the ground.
Yep. That's right. That's what I'm going to do, because it is paid for. I don't have to worry. It still runs. And yes, it probably has a little bit of a leak somewhere, so we've got to get that fixed. But, and a new windshield once again, because that's just how it goes living out here. But no, we will not be going down that
route. That's the thing.
Again.
When they get to that point where they're nickel and diming you for
everything. Then you got to make the decision. Even then, though, I said to him, I said, I don't want a new car. I said, can we just find one like this one again? And he goes, you want like a 10-year-old car? I said, yeah, with fewer miles. And I said, in good shape. Can we do that? And he's like, really? And I said, yeah, because I want like a smaller car, because I don't haul as many things. He insists that I have to still have a bigger one for trips and things like that, which totally probably checks out. So he's probably right. But I would prefer to get just like a smaller vehicle. But I don't think that's probably going to happen. But at any rate, I was like, nope, we're driving this one till it's dead. Like, I'm driving this one until it's absolutely dead. And that's
totally
just how it's going to be. So, we could learn a few things from the countries across the pond. We'll put it like that. As far as priorities go, I have no idea. But it is interesting. It is interesting to look at it when you break it down. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Finn. We're going to hang out in the 50s for the next few days, which is going to be awesome, especially in February. All the snow is melting. There are a few places that still have a little coverage. But all in all, I'm enjoying this February right now. Thank you, Mother Nature. We'll be thankful while we can be, right? We're going to look at that forecast, plus we'll have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models. Just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsett.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsett at ramchealth.com.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication.
Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions, with expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages. Make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Tonight, the girls' basketball regionals get started. The Baraboo Thunderbirds will be the 10 seed. They're going to be traveling to Sparta. Winner of that matchup takes on Onalaska. Tip off tonight at 7 o'clock. In that same bracket for Division II, it's La Crosse Central hosting number 11 Portage. The Forest, the 3 seed, will await the winner of that matchup. Reedsburg and Sauk Prairie are the 4 and 5 seed, respectively. They have a bye in this first round. They'll be playing each other in Reedsburg, and that matchup will be happening on Friday at 7. Other side of that bracket, Della Vendarian will be hosting Mount Horeb tonight. Winner will head to McFarland. Milton and Monroe, the 6 versus 11 seed, also playing this evening. Elkhorn will await the winner of that matchup, and number 7 Stone will host Fort Atkinson tonight. Monona Grove challenges the winner there. In D3, Adams Friendship, the 9 seed, will go against GET on the road tonight. Winner heads to Elk Mound.
Wisconsin Dells has a first-round bye. They're going to be taking on Arcadia. That's the 4-5 seed. That'll be on Friday. Mawson, the 6 seed tonight, will welcome Black River Falls. Altoona, it's winner of that matchup. Also in D3 tonight, number 9 Lodi is going to be heading to East Troy. Waupun awaits the winner of that contest. Mayville heads to number 6 Columbus. And in the Division 4 tournament, number 4 Poinette will host St. Mary Springs. That's the 5 seed. That'll be on Friday. Tonight, Partyville, the 6 seed, welcomes Montello. Check out WIAWI.org for the full breakdown and all the bracket details. Sectional wrestling this past weekend with individuals trying to move on to state for that event. Baraboo's Desmond Severson just missed out at 106, finishing 3rd at the event. Trayton Curtin won at 113 pounds to punch his ticket. He, of course, for the Reedsburg Beavers. His teammate Cade Parrish will also be moving on to state at 120 with a second place finish. Baraboo's Peyton Oberg will advance on. He finished runner up at 132. Reedsburg's Colton Harrits also advancing on at 138. The Thunderbirds' Talon Pickler will be heading to state with a second place finish at 150. Braxton Walter finished 3rd at 175 for Reedsburg to just miss out. Brayson Ballwig was right behind him from Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights. Braylon Owen is the sectional champion at 175 from the Baraboo Thunderbirds. He'll, of course, move on to state as well. And Reedsburg's Jesus Gonzalez with a win at 215 to advance on as well. State wrestling will get started Thursday at the Kohl Center in Madison. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and quite a bit warmer today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Thursday, sunshine with a high of 51. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
99.7 Max FM.
Shop through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name. We'll be right back.
You Give Love a Bad Name. There is Bon Jovi, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:54 right now. And on this Tuesday, Finn, we always need something to celebrate. I mean, Tuesday isn't the most exciting day, but it does get us one step further in the work week, right?
True.
And, of course, closer to the weekend.
Yeah.
Exactly. So let's start out with National Leadership Day. This was founded in 2021. And, of course, this is a day where we celebrate all of those people who lead organizations, feel like maybe they should be leading an organization, whether that's business, whether it's just some sort of club or organization. But National Leadership Day, all those people who have stepped into higher roles, right, to help other groups out. I love that. It's also National Comfy Day, or as I like to say, every day in my house is National Comfy Day. Oh, we're getting a little yawn and a little barking at the squirrels running around the yard this morning. If you can hear Aspen there in the background. I love being comfy. Whether it's my sweatpants, whether it's big baggy sweatshirts, I don't care. Big blanket on a chilly night. Comfiness is my number one priority no matter what I do. Now, speaking of Aspen over here making all sorts of noise, today is also National Love Your Pet Day today. Well, that should be every single day, right?
Yeah.
Even in the midst of dog walking and cleanups and all of that kind of stuff, it's still Love Your Pet Day.
We still love them.
That's right. It's just like toddlers. Sometimes it's a little harder, but regardless, you love them to pieces. And then, of course, we always like to touch on the good food ones on any given day. And there's a couple of really great ones on this list. National Muffin Day is today. Doesn't matter what kind of muffin you're treating yourself to. Blueberry, chocolate chip, banana, whether it's bran, whether it's, it doesn't matter, oats. Just enjoy a really delicious muffin. And I feel like we need to pull out the warrant for this one because it's National Cherry Pie Day today as well. Of course, we're not talking the song. We are talking a delicious cherry pie. Lots of places to indulge yourself today in the area, but I feel like we should have some warrant playing here this morning. Might have to pull that out before 9 o'clock. So enjoy your cherry pie. Alamode, always one of my favorites because, well, who doesn't love a warm piece of pie with a little ice cream melting next to it? Just saying. Taking a look at the forecast right now, lots of sun and 52 today, partly cloudy down to 29 tonight. The rest of the week looking amazing as well. 55 tomorrow, 51 on Thursday. Day right now, it's 32.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Slama's Lawn and Sport salutes Reedsburg FFA students during National FFA Week. Located at 2160 East Main Street, Slama's Lawn and Sport is your local John Deere dealer. Check out the new and used equipment for sale at Slama's Lawn and Sport of Reedsburg.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Maximum Hits.